and seek wisdom. You have torn the veil that separates. No more outside, now in your grace, before the throne is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom. You have torn the veil that separates. No more outside, now in your grace, before the throne is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom. You have torn the veil that separates. No more outside, now in your grace, prepare our hearts for service now. When we fall short, please show us how. Guide us with your truth, Ancient of Days. Renew our hearts and cleanse our ways, so we bow as we enter the throne room and we cast ourselves down at your feet. We cry, holy, thou art holy, there is none like you. In your presence is where we must be. 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 If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. 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 And your love is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. And your peace is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. And your grace is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. And your love is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. No, it never runs dry. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host.
Good morning, my sweet young sister. I am here.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, beloved. Bless you. Oh, wow. Good morning. Good morning to all. And thank you to our psalmist, the youngest member on our leadership team, Minister Kaylin, for that awesome time of praise and worship. Fill us up, Lord. You provide the sacrifice, the fire, everything we need, Lord. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up on this day, Wednesday, November 23rd. Good morning again. And thank you to our Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox for seating and greeting each and every one of us here on our virtual sanctuary, The Master's Call. I am your sister here in Macon, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, wishing you all the warmest of kingdom greetings on The Master's Call. Well, on October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded The Master's Call. They heard the plea of our Lord. They heard the mission. They heard the mandate. And they said yes and acted upon it. And so many have been blessed and touched by this call. And I and my family are indeed many who've been blessed by this call. We stand firmly on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." What is your prayer today? Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just excited today. We have a mission statement. I call it the three E's: easy to remember, to enhance, enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Oh, that's something encouraging to stand on today and meditate on those three E's. We do have a website. We invite everyone to visit themasterscall.net. Once again, that's themasterscall.net. All of the messages have been archived on our website, as well as a full bios introduction. So if you want to hear more and know more about our speakers, please visit themasterscall.net, and you'll read their extensive bio. So our theme for this year, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Wow, if that doesn't get you excited this morning, I don't know what will. Let's all experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs from our Creator, the Almighty, our Lord. So if you've been led of our Lord to be part of this blessed, awesome ministry as a greeter, a psalmist, a host, if you have a word from the Lord to share, an encouraging word, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will definitely get back to you. So some of you may hear about Artist Life. It's an awesome company. It used to be called Artist International. Now it's called Artist Life, and it was established by the DSD Leon family well over 30 years ago. So immediately after our call today, we have the MMC call, or the morning motivational call. And grab your pen in order to participate in the morning motivational call this morning. You will dial 667-770-1525. Once again, 667-770-1525. And the pen is 294-617. Once again, the pen is 294-617. And if by chance you're being charged for the call, we don't want that to happen. We do have a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Once again, our bypass number, 716-293-9707. We know sometimes carriers will charge for the call, and that's why we have the bypass number in place. Bless your name, Lord. We just thank you for this awesome morning. So what I will do is I will pray, for our speaker, and then after I pray for our speaker, the next voice you will hear will be our speaker today. Bless your name, Lord. Our speaker is none other than Pastor Candy Jelenu Wilson, and most of us know who Pastor Candy is. We enjoy hearing her teach us, encourage us, enlighten us, and just give us some practical things to think about to help enhance our lives. So we're so excited today to hear what the Lord has downloaded in Pastor Candy Jelenu Wilson's spirit. I'm excited to hear. So get your pens, your pads, your iPads ready to be able to take copious notes and be able to refer back to our message today. Let us begin to pray for our speaker. Lord, we just come to you today, no certain form or fashion, Lord. We just come to you as our Heavenly Father, as divine, as our comforter. And Lord, we ask that you bless our speaker today, my sister Candy, our friend. Please bless her. Be with her. Give her what you will have her to say, Lord. Decrease her, Lord, so you may increase within her spirit. Stir up the gifts that you have provided for her today. Lord, we are just anxious to hear from you, and we thank you for all that you continue to do for Candy and her family, Lord, and everything around her. Continue, Lord, to place a hedge of protection around her home and her family, around her business ideals, around her endeavors, Lord. Be with us today, Father. Oh, we're just so excited to be on the Master's call. So at this time, without further delay, I bring to you our speaker of the hour, Minister Candy Jelenu Wilson. Are you with us, my sister?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Good morning, Master's Call family. I am going to begin by echoing Minister Ruth's thanks to Psalmist Kalen for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with that anointed song. And also thank you, Minister Cynthia, for welcoming our callers and greeting everyone. And Minister Ruth, thank you so much for hosting today and introducing me. Always a thanks to Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa for the opportunity and this platform to bring a word to you today. And I also want to thank all of you who sent prayers up on my behalf over the past few weeks, and thank you all who called or texted me with messages of encouragement and well wishes. And all of you who checked up on me during the time of illness and recovery, which I'm still doing. But it means the world to me, and I am so, so very appreciative of you and love you dearly with the love of the Lord. God, let's pray. Thank you. We thank you for this Master's call and that it establishes your divine agenda in our lives and for downloading salvation, health, victory, and prosperity into our day. We instruct our day to align with your will for our lives, and we take authority over it. Satan, I speak directly to you right now in the name of Jesus the Christ. I bind you and every attempt you make to hinder, alter, disguise, or deceive the word of God this morning. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord. I surrender my lips, I surrender my voice, I surrender my mind to you, Holy Spirit. Jesus' name, I pray. TMC family, the title of my message today is Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining. Romans 8:38 says, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that love God, to them that love God, to them that are called, to them that are called according to his purpose. Trying times are disheartening. They can be frustrating, even angering. I know over the past few weeks, although I never felt anger, there were times when I got with God and I was reduced to tears of frustration. And I, from time to time, in those private times with the Lord, I would say, God, where is the good in this? I can't see it. Then I reminded myself, y'all, I am not God. Sometimes we battle against our own failing health or choices we have made or that we could have made that may have made a difference. Other times, the unpleasant circumstance is brought upon us through the ill will of others. And in such cases, it is absolutely their desire and intent to cause us trouble. Well, no matter in what form the adversity comes or what has brought it on, if you are in Christ, I'm going to say that again, if you are in Christ and he is in you, there is a silver lining in every cloud, whether you can see it or not. Today I want to look at three instances in Scripture, and we see how God's goodness and power is brought to bear upon the characters therein. I hope and pray you find encouragement in these examples and can use them to remain positive in the midst of your own cloud or storm. I'm reminded of the story of Joseph, who was envied by his brothers because their father favored Joseph. So when they had the opportunity, they threw Joseph into a pit. But as the story goes, Joseph was captured out of the pit and sold as a slave to work for Potiphar. Well, the plot thickens in Joseph's life when Potiphar's wife tries to seduce Joseph. Of course, Joseph resists her and runs away, but she lies on him and says it was Joseph who, in fact, tried to sleep with her. Joseph was then thrown into the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And that he did, the Lord made prosper. The life of Joseph goes from the pit to prison to the palace because Joseph was so obedient and faithful to God. God was able to demonstrate his faithfulness not only to Joseph, but to others with whom Joseph interacted. It's how you handle the pit and the prison that will determine if you make it to the palace. I got to say that again. It is how you handle the pit and the prison that will determine if you make it to the palace. Pharaoh's butler and baker were thrown into prison, and Joseph interpreted their dreams correctly, that in 3 days the butler was restored and that the baker would be hanged. Pharaoh heard about Joseph's ability to interpret dreams and summoned him to come and interpret his own dream. You know the story. Joseph did it and was given the second highest position in the land, distributing food to all the people of the land, ultimately reuniting Joseph and his family during a time of famine. There was a silver lining in Joseph's cloud. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, tells us to rejoice always. Rejoice always. Not just when things are going smoothly, but always. It says, pray continually. Give thanks in all things. Give thanks in all things. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You see, when you know God is in it, you don't have to worry about the outcome. When you have lived a life with God at the head of it, you need not wonder whether your situation will fare well. Similar to the jealousy of Joseph's brothers, the commissioners and satraps in the Medo-Persian Empire were jealous of Daniel because the hand of God was upon him and he prospered. Because of Daniel's integrity and faithfulness, his enemies could not find a way to trip him up. Genesis 50:18-20 says, Then these men said, we will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God. So that is exactly the path Daniel's enemies traveled. They found a way to get Daniel to violate the law of King Darius because it was in conflict with the law of God. Daniel ended up being thrown into a lion's den with the full expectation that he would be devoured by the beast. But when he survived the night with the lions, those who maliciously accused him were themselves thrown into the lion's den and were dead before they hit the bottom. Then Darius the king wrote to all the people, nations and men of every language who were living in all the land, quote, may your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to rear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. And his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the powers of the lions. Daniel 6:25-27, end of quote. There was a silver lining in Daniel's cloud as well. Esther, Mordecai, and the Jewish people. Haman obtained permission from King Assyrius to wipe out the Jews because he was angry that Mordecai would not bow to him. God intervened, and Haman's plans to murder Mordecai backfired. Haman ended up leading Mordecai on horseback in a parade of honor in the king's name. Mordecai was elevated to prime minister, and Haman was hanged upon the very gallows he intended to use for Mordecai. You see, TMC family, when we face adversities, when we're going through trials, oftentimes we don't know the reason why. We can't understand sometimes what is happening and why we're going through what we're going through. But the Word of God tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and mind and spirit. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways trust in him, and he will direct your path. That's what we have to do. And we eventually will see the silver lining in our clouds. And then there's the life, the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't get much darker than that. That cloud was so dark, it was so dark. The brutal beating and ultimate crucifixion of Jesus was the darkest cloud ever. Yet we all know that this crucifixion and subsequent resurrection resulted in a bounty of grace for us. Before his crucifixion and resurrection, there were only a very few believers that he was the Son of God. But now, today, we know that that silver lining in that dark cloud was that we would have a chance for eternal life in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. TMC family, no matter what you or a loved one may be going through, whether it's sickness in body or mind, whether you're dealing with a legal issue, it might be depression, wayward, rebellious children, your finances may be limited, you may be facing homelessness, addiction, abuse, your marital status may be shaky, and even unto death. In every dark cloud, there is always, 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 mind you, a silver lining. I pray this message will encourage you to look at your situation and see that silver lining in your life. May God's blessings continue to shower upon you. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Thank you, my sister, for that powerful message of encouragement and hope. I'll ask you momentarily to come back and assist us with the benediction. Let us go into prayer. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word today. Lord, we ask that you be with our leadership team. There has been a lot of trials and tribulations, Lord, as we wrap up this year, but our hope and our undying love and faith and our inspiration is all wrapped up and tied up in you, Lord. You are the great restorer, deliverer, way maker, and the forgiver of all. And you're our protection, our hope, our peace, our promise keeper. Let's seal this message today with your love, your grace, and your kindness. Please be with our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Wetherspoon, as they continue to lead us with grace, integrity, and always putting our Lord and what the Lord wants for our lives first. Bless every member and every individual that calls in to the Master's call. Bless their families. Keep a hedge of protection around their homes. Endow us all with the peace that surpasses all understanding, and we will always give the name above names all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Special prayer for Minister Tiffany, prayers of comfort for her and her family, and prayers for all of those that have experienced bereavement, whether it's recent or in the past. Lord, I ask that you be with them, especially during these holidays, which is just an incredibly difficult, challenging time when we've lost loved ones and we look around at the dinner table and we don't see or we can't call that individual. Lord, be with us. Comfort our hearts. We are leaning on you. Our trust and hope is in you. And we seal this prayer with the authority of our Lord. Today is Awareness Wednesday. And the Flanagans Reggie and Victoria will host the morning motivational call immediately after this call. We just want to thank everyone again for participating in the Master's Call. We could not make this call without you. Thank you, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting, being our greeter this morning. Thank you, Minister Kalen, for just presenting such powerful and inspirational songs of encouragement with the sweet voice of an angel. And thank you again to Minister Candy Jelinu Wilson for that awesome message. So once again, the morning motivational call, you dial in the 667-770-1525-10294-617. Once again, 667-770-1525-10294-617. That is immediately after our call this morning. We just love each and every one of you. And I will circle back to our Minister Candy to bring us the benediction.
Father God, I lift up every person under the sound of my voice, and I pray that they too are able to see the silver lining in their situation. I pray we're able to see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name I pray. BMC family, have a wonderful, wonderful day and a blessed and hearty Thanksgiving. God bless you all. Bye-bye.